having more people working from home has been a huge positive for communities. And like you said, I'd love to see more supports for businesses who can accommodate and allow that contribution to spread to various local economies, towns and villages across the Midlands. I've seen at firsthand while campaigning across this vast constituency, I see towns and villages benefit from that with workers using the hybrid model, benefiting from more footfall and less populous areas than would have been the case prior to that becoming the norm. You know, you can see restaurant and cafe owners in particular, they have noted this increase in business with people calling in to buy lunches and coffees and whatnot. And God knows they've had their own difficulties by virtue of the increased cost of doing business, the increased costs associated with employment, the increased costs associated with energy and so forth. So it's imperative that every support possible, in addition to specific targeted help and assistance from government. But in this form, in this shape, you know, this has been a positive development over recent years, and we want to ensure that every help and assistance is afforded to allow businesses to increase their offering of that nature.
Are there not other ways to support local economies? Like, I'm sure it's understandable that a lot of businesses and companies, etc., would rather have their staff in the office or in the building, say.
Yeah, but I think you can mix. There can be a mix where appropriate, where suitable, where possible. The advance in communications has provided for that opportunity. The improvement in relation to broadband has contributed to it. We need extra potential for commuters too, to ensure that they can be available to travel to work, but that they don't have to do so in a stressful situation, but also be assured of the opportunity of doing as good a quality of work from home or in appropriate settings in their own localities and communities.